The women in black stand silent for an hour each week in Eau Claire and Menominee. Their signs say things like, "No more war," or "Another mother for peace." Virginia Woolf is part of Women in Black in Eau Claire.
I think one of the reasons that we stand in silence is because that's a very nonviolent way of making a statement. So often protests, you hear people screaming what are, you know, antagonistic things, and we are saying simply that we mourn violence. We mourn warfare.
Woolf says the women use the silent vigil for personal reflection.
Most of us pray or meditate or think about the people in Iraq or in Afghanistan, people who suffered as a result of violence.
Are you just hoping that the situation in Iraq goes away, or what do you want to happen?
No, actually, what I hope is that the human species develops better ways of dealing with conflict than violence.
However, a supporter of President Bush from Eau Claire says the peace protesters are playing into the hands of Saddam Hussein.
And he's so delighted at the fact that the United States has protesters to further his cause.
In fact, Lori Forcier says opposing the president's possible decision to use military force to remove the Iraqi leader is wrong-headed.
I think it is undermining the morale of military overseas. I think that it is based on a feeling of, rather than well thought out facts. My goodness, we know from history, if we had not gone in and taken care of the problems that were happening in World War II with Germany, more millions of Jews would have died.
Virginia Woolf.
I don't disagree that Saddam Hussein is a bad man and that we should be doing something about him.
However, Virginia Woolf does not believe the Iraqi leader's atrocities rise to those of Hitler. She and the dozens of other women who dress in black and hold weekly silent vigils say they'll continue to protest for peace indefinitely. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.